peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the epistle for this All Saints Day, the 7th chapter of the Revelation to St. John, beginning at the 13th verse. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Today, as we keep the joyful festival of All Saints, the epistle read in church is taken from the book of the Revelation of St. John. That seemingly strange and so often misunderstood book in Holy Scripture. But behind all the very strange and often puzzling imagery of St. John's words, his real message is absolutely clear and perfectly simple. It is, in the deepest sense, the very same message we find in St. John's Gospel. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light, who is Christ, shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, the world, and also the seven churches John wrote to, presented at that time a gloomy and distressing picture. The then Roman emperor actually claimed for himself the blasphemous title God and Lord, and persecuted Christians because they would not accept this claim. The seven churches John was writing to, churches in what was then Asia Minor and is today the country of Turkey, these churches were anything but a picture of robust spiritual health. Their members were in part lukewarm and indifferent. Some were contentious, and others very badly compromised by accommodation to the ways of the sinful world. And yes, there were also those who, despite everything, were very, very faithful. Does this all somehow sound familiar? The truth is that from the very beginning, Christ's little flock, his church here on earth, has been troubled by indifference, betrayal, apostasy, and persecution. It was, after all, one of Christ's chosen 12 apostles, the man Judas, who betrayed his Lord. Satan, the ancient enemy of God and man, the deceiver of the whole world and his minions, always try to corrupt and destroy that living truth by which alone a dying world can receive salvation, light, and joy. The church is therefore, as we also observed last Sunday, always a struggling church, the church militant here on earth. But the good news proclaimed in John's book of Revelation and celebrated on this joyful feast of All Saints is that Christ, the Lamb who was slain, has overcome the world, and that all who love and trust in him will, in the end, by his mercy, share in that victory. In St. John's wonderful vision of the church in heaven, one of the elders says of the saints in heaven, "These are they who have come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The saints in heaven were once like us, struggling sinners. But they kept on repenting. They kept on turning to Christ in faith. They kept on struggling and being daily cleansed by the precious blood of Christ. They found new strength to believe, to hope, and to love. It wasn't easy for them. It isn't easy for anyone. Toward the end of a very long and fruitful life, an aged pastor had this to say as he thought back on the course of his journey in this world. He said, "God knew that I had failed in many ways. How strong self-will, with all its desires and ambitions, was. How necessary it was for my heart and will to be humbled and crushed. One can, in old age, be thankful for it all. It did not do all it might have done, but it helped me, made me more real, somewhat emptied me of self, wrought a spirit of charity in me. And I got up and joined the host of forgiven cripples and went stumbling on to God." In the words of our Lord in today's gospel, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." The greatest struggle of all is the struggle going on in your heart and mine. The struggle between holiness and sin, between God and self-will, between Christ and Satan. The church in this world has always been a struggling church because it is a church of sinners in a world of sinners. And the church is never in greater danger than when she forgets this sobering truth. But on this Feast of All Saints, the church militant, the struggling church here on earth, lifts her eyes to the church triumphant in heaven and realizes anew that the Lord of love, the Lamb who was slain, has by his cross atoned for sin and destroyed death, and that the victories of the saints in glory are his victories in them. And when the strife is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong, hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.